Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Riley Gaines speaks to 600 at UW, calls Kappa Gamma sorority members inspiring. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Women's rights activist Riley Gaines was excited to speak at the University of Wyoming on Tuesday because she admires the sorority sisters on campus who are fighting a court battle to keep sororities all female, Gaines told Cowboy State Daily ahead of the event. Gaines said, "This is probably one of the ones I'm looking forward to the most for a couple of reasons, one being the sorority case that's been going on here." Her Tuesday presentation titled Speak Louder in front of hundreds at the auditorium on the UW campus was an event organized by Turning Point USA. Gaines said, "I've developed great friendship with those girls over the past year or so." She said, "Being an athlete, you have to deal with pressure, putting yourself through misery and practices on days even when you don't want to, and I think a lot of that prepared me for the backlash I face. I have a support system around me. I have amazing family and friends." Gaines said her Christian faith also helps keep her grounded. It was a message Gaines carried to the stage at UW, where she quoted Bible verses, spoke in admiration of the Old Testament's Jewish heroine Esther, and said Christians should stop being complacent. A small nonviolent protest arose about 10 minutes into Gaines' speech. About two rows of attendees stood and ripped up the event posters they'd found on their seats, which read, "Cowgirls Stand with Riley." Then a few of them shouted, "Love your neighbor," and walked out. Gaines said, "I certainly do, and I love you, and I'll be praying for you," in response. Gaines, who is the founder of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute, said the movement isn't just about men and women's sports. It's about a change in how women are viewed in society. In an interview with KGAB Radio, Gaines said,
"What we're seeing is we're seeing women be erased broader than just sports. We see the language that we're using, we're changing. Just yesterday in Michigan, they changed in a piece of breastfeeding discrimination legislation. They changed the word woman to individual. It blows my mind that we're seeing this happen. We're now being called birthing people and menstruators and cervix havers and uterus owners and people with, whatever else, egg producers is what they're calling us. I mean, it's crazy. And so we're seeing this war on women."
During the speech, Gaines encouraged people to adhere to their moral compasses, to be proactive rather than reactive, and be unwavering. She said she hopes society can build a system where things don't just collapse when we disagree with one another. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.